Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Pearl Jam. the things that occur off the air.
Oh.
Right before we pop the mics on. Disquisting. We've got ourselves the hot releases here. We're going to get to that immediately, in fact. And yuck.
You said it.
I know. I made myself sick. The Easter keg thing. We just found out Brett's going to be out. You got a lot going on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday morning, he's going to have an Easter keg over at Action Ride Shop with the lock on it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to decode it. You'll give clues. And you got to, crack the code,
yeah.
Unlock it, and you'll get keg number one. Then Brett's got an event at EOS Fitness Thursday evening. You're coming in Friday morning, Thursday night at 3 a.m. to help people hunt for kegs early a little bit.
One night only, overnight show coming back.
Help out with some clues and stuff like that. And you're supposed to hide kegs in between there.
Yeah.
I think we're going to give your kegs away on the air on Thursday morning after the code gets cracked at Action Ride Shop. Once that happens, that's asking an awful lot of you. So we'll keep it. I was going to try to figure out a way to get that, to do that for folks sitting here and they're not able to go hunting. We'll give them a chance to win it on the air. We'll do that Thursday morning.
All right.
Also, I didn't get to talk about this last night, but have I said it out loud yet? You, Phoenix Suns, I can't believe you're putting us through this year. Lost to the Spurs again last night. 3 out of 4 times they've lost to the Spurs. They played them this year. The Spurs only have 16 wins on the season.
It was to the buzzer, though, wasn't it? I mean,
doesn't matter. That Wembanyama wasn't playing. They shouldn't even be toying with losing to these types of teams. K-Ray and I went back and forth after the game last night on text. Just, you think I'm upset? This dude's got to travel with it. Oh, it's frustrating. But your Suns are, petering out and not in a good way. And so I'll throw it out there, too. How about this, Suns fans? Not a knee-jerk, either. Trade Devin Booker and get all those draft picks back from the Kevin Durant trade.
Ooh.
I know who would take him, too. The San Antonio Spurs. And they would give up a ton of stuff. Or the Oklahoma City Thunder, who's going to be winning championships for the next few years, or at least involved in it. I don't want to trade Booker, either. But the experiment didn't work. You hired the wrong coach. It's just not a thing. You've got one piece of value on that team.
You need some new meat.
Maybe time for that. Nothing worse than letting a dude like Devin Booker just go through rebuild after rebuild when you were that close. Let him have something. I know. It seems like a knee-jerk reaction. The only thing that saves Frank Vogel and James Jones now is a full-on run to the championship. If they don't get in at least the Western Conference Finals, and that's a there's no reason to believe that they'll change. Their same problems persist from October to last night. Turnovers, sloppy players, they're just not very good. They're way too talented to be this bad. How about that idea? How about GM Johnny right there? End of the year, you unload Booker. It would be controversial and ugly. You let Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal stick around for another couple of years and pull in, whoever's draft picture.
Huh?
Look, this isn't going to work. Same thing with the 2 years ago when they were in the finals and they were like, as Chris Paul is this. We knew the next year it wasn't going to work. We know. No reason to believe that's going to change. That's rough. But yeah, losing to the Spurs. Bye, Frank Vogel. That was your job again last night. It's too late to fire him. Boy, my phone blew up. Anyway, K-Ray thinks I'm crazy. But it's not too out of the realm. Also got a text from President John. He's a listener that he said, do I get to hide a keg this year? I'll put one in the west side out in Maryville. And I said, no, 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 we don't need that. We don't want to meet anybody who finds it. and he goes, no fentanyl Westsiders are allowed to get my keg. See, and there's the other thing. You would stand by and guard it. There'd be gunplay. It's Maryville. We don't need that. All of Maryville showing up. And then here, keep in mind, we invite some Maryvalians over to our party at the end of the night. And then they don't win, but they see who does. You think they're not following them home?
There's nothing good.
Nothing good happens when you invite Maryvale to a party. Maryvale, you're canceled. To quote Alanis Morissette from the late 90s, you're uninvited. You scare us, Maryvale. Enjoy the Brewers. It's time now for the hot releases. They're brought to you by our friends at newacunit.com. Save thousands, save time, buy online with newacunit.com. Still haven't made that big swaparoo, so you still have some time to make sure that if you're going to replace the AC unit, you do it now before manufacturing prices go up. I get told this all the time by the folks who work over there. It's like, it's close. Like, they're going to change all the regulations. Hasn't been done yet, but those manufacturing prices are out of their control. Units are going to start costing more to buy. That's going to pass down to you. Right now, that's not the case. So if you're on the last legs of a unit, you're 10, 15 years in, be smart, proactive. That's where you do it, and you'll save a lot of money. I still think the promo code's rolling, too. Use my name, Holmberg, and I think you get another four figures off that top, $1,000. So get on that now. Be proactive. You'll save thousands, save time. Buy online, newacunit.com, and save another $1,000 with the promo code Holmberg. How about that? All right, Brett, you go first today.
All right. Let's see here. Start off with a little country music from Beyonce. Her new album hits the stores. This is Texas Hold'em.
Number one country song in America for like 4 weeks now. And it is as good a country song as you'll get. It sounds like old school country with a little bit of flavor to it.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no Hold'em. Hey. So lay our cards down, 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 down.
Yeah, to me,
so
this is...
Lexus. Your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Is she gonna do like a country
and
tour?
I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you.
I mean, because no, I know, but I mean, if you roll this album out and then break out all the single ladies, the crowd's gonna be different.
Well, they're probably fans. They'll like that.
Well, her fans will love it. I'm just saying, you go down to, like, you know, Alabama and roll this out, and you get Country Thunder crowd mixed in with the Beyonce crowd, there's going to be two different shows. Okay, I don't like country music at all. That one's catchy.
Enrique Iglesias. This is from Final Volume 2. Apparently, this is going to be his last album. He's not retiring, but I guess he's done recording.
Okay.
And this is Talo Freya.
Is Anna in it?
Action!
Courtney Cova.
Are they still together?
I hope so.
I think so.
I gotta tell you, this guy's been around for 25 years. If you showed me this video, I wouldn't know that wasn't 25 years ago. He looks great. I don't know what he says. Speaking funny talk. That's enough of that. But.
I'm singing about Anna.
That's a good-looking man.
Sheryl Crow's got a new album hitting stores on Friday. This is Alarm Clock.
She's another one not aging. She's like 60. She looks great.
Sounds like Royal Blood almost with that kind of bass tone.
Look at it, Sheryl.
Penthouse Saturday. Guy who looks like Chalamet. Enemy is skinny margarita with a salt rim. Top down, bring it round. Mirror shades with Gavin, yeah. Sunset in the rear view on the PCH. I'm all in. It's a beautiful life. Blow your mind and make you say, when I own.
It's all right.
It's Sheryl Crow. I mean,
pretty good. I always worry when older artists break out this staccato verses.
You think she's too old for Down the Hall?
What do you mean?
Alt-AZ? You think that, because that's like an alternative sound song.
Yeah. I don't know where that would fit in like the pop world.
Right.
A little bit.
Hey, we've been there.
Yeah. Yeah, Toledo and I went there on our Vegas trip.
Oh, yeah.
The punk rock museum. But Sum 41, this is their final album, and this is Waiting on a Twist of Fate.
Okay.
Skip it. punk rock music is really
you
cool.
You love that. Yeah. You guys both said that
great.
Was great.
Thank
you. I struggle with remaining punk into your 40s.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Green Day. Or that was the Beastie Boys, actually. And they were Fight for Your Right to Party. I'm like, guys, come on. You can have a party anytime you want. It's like, it just doesn't add up.
I get it. I saw Green Day at the Marquee Theater, and I'm not a Green Day fan, but they kicked ass.
Oh, they're a killer.
But you're sitting there looking at them like, you're these guys old. Are as old as I am.
And I don't consider this punk. It's corporate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a little weird seeing that in the museum, seeing Sum 41 and then, like, Black Flag.
Yeah, those guys are there. Like, the OGs. Front, Iggy Pop and stuff like that. You're like, geez, these guys would eat a heart in front of you. Like, there's something wrong with them.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Here's one for the Marcus fans out there. This is Coffin's Spontaneous Rot.
Okay.
You know where it's going.
I love it already.
Seen this one come up
great
there.
At it.
This one, I, Brady, I this wasn't even on my list.
You better get to that band.
Brady, hang on, let me get through this commercial.
I literally think I might be the Elton John of whatever the hell that's called. I think I'm great at it. What's this one?
This one, I just seen it on the side list. Came out 11 hours ago. This is Body Snatcher featuring Jamie Josta.
Oh,
Murder 8. I don't know if it's any good. Like I said, I just seen it.
Yeah, not this one.
All right, I'm kind of liking this one so far.
I like it already. All right,
I'm checking this one.
Ride the bike. Yeah.
That's not Josta, right?
No.
Oh, so he's going to guess that.
Didn't you say Little Dick's going to take your life?
It's possible.
Okay.
It's
untrue. Somebody suggested that we play a little more Coffin and I do the words to From a Distance to round out the show. We do a little Bette Midler lyrics.
You guys going to do that at Night of the Singing
Dead? Yeah.
I mean, it is death metal, so.
Death metal soft rock as a like guess the lyric game.
That's not a death yacht rock.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes, yacht death rock. Yeah. I like that.
All right, and that brings us to the game.
If you get caught between the moon and New York.
What's the song and the artist?
That brings us to the game that is sweeping the nation, N-word or F-word, and today we are going with LBC Crew. This is Beware of My Crew.
Was it me? I think I won last
time. I think you're the reigning LBC champ for like crew. 3 weeks in a row.
Unfamiliar with LBC Crew.
You'll probably know the, you might know the song when you hear it. But.
Okay, and the girl I'm looking at in the video, and there's a beautiful girl on the other side of the street, all dressed in white. There's definitely some sort of party vibe. I'm going to go with... Friendly N-word.
All right. Brady, go ahead.
I'll go angry N-word.
Okay.
Go any form of the F-word.
Okay. Let's go.
Hey! Coming from a city where no pity is shown, and everybody want to be a G when they grow. Same song in my hood as it is in yours. They're seeing real niggas to the...
Yeah! I win again! I'm on a roll!
You're so
a
urban,
lovely,
so street,
friendly, and also hardcore.
You got to branch out and find some F words,
yeah,
damn it.
Nope. I'll root them out. That's great. Good. All right, Toledo, what do you got on TVs, videos, all that other stuff?
All right, out on video games this week is the latest South Park creation, South Park Snow Day. If you've played either one of the South Park games, Fractured Butthole was fun.
What?
That's the name of the game. Fractured Butthole.
Let me tell you about the day of the big
storm. And the stick of truth is fun, too.
The day the sun died. The day there was no school.
It's Butters.
And when school is canceled and all the kids are free, it can only mean one thing. Game on.
New kids. Find Stan and smash his army. And then kick him in the bowels if you can.
But none of us could have known that a day off from school would turn into our worst nightmare.
My spies saw your army gearing up for battle.
Your spies? What the fuck?
Yeah, nice. I knew it was coming.
Was it the storm of the century?
All right, I get it, but I love those kids.
Oh. What happened? Hang on.
Your computer got snowed out. Uh-oh.
There we go.
There it is.
All right.
I'm nervous for you.
For Brady, we've done these kind of games before. Planet Zoo.
Oh.
Ooh. Travel the globe on a quest to build the most awe-inspiring zoos and learn to care for a menagerie of animals in this zoo simulation, which features franchise career challenge and sandbox modes.
Virtual animal husbandry. Yes.
It's been out on PC, and now it's come to platform.
Thank God. Well, when it's in my house, it won't be PC, that's for sure. Dirty animal sex.
Well, this is... Said the R word.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I'm allowed to say
that. this weekend on HBO, the Jerrod Carmichael reality show debuts. It's a sketch show that is being described as very dark.
Hey, that's not right.
That's your interpretation.
Not with him in the room.
That's
you know, you weren't looking at the screen when you said that. There was a closed door, and you said it's being described as very dark, and a door opened, and there's Jerrod Carmichael. Come on, Toledo.
That was timing.
What happened? Was there sex? Did you just
want to make it out? A darkly funny documentary series about Jerrod's tumultuous quest for love, sex, and truth, which seems to get only a small part of what Carmichael is trying to accomplish.
Stop it. Brett.
What?
Was an accident.
What did you do?
I'm a good driver. I'm just not like a good turner.
Gas pump.
Well,
this looks thrilling. He ran into a gas pump. That show's dark.
No, it's dark.
I didn't see that. It's pretty tame to me.
This one's for Brady on Netflix. Testament, the story of Moses.
Brady thought it was dark because those dudes were kissing for
a surrounded by darkness.
What did he just say?
Surrounded by darkness.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
This is a theme. You need to leave the room.
I so hesitate. It's Moses.
Oh, God. Enough.
Everybody knows the story. The Beautiful Game is also
It's enough already. It hasn't worked. Quit. No matter how shiny you make the movie, don't do it anymore.
Bill Nye is out on Netflix with a movie, The Beautiful Game. He stars as Mal, the manager of England's homeless soccer team, and leads them to the Homeless World Cup in Rome. I have a question about this.
Who paid for it?
Right.
For months, he's lost. What kind of social program helps the homeless? get so good at soccer that and there's a league of it?
And then after the World Cup, everybody goes, see you now. Goodbye.
But time out. There's like a Rome homeless team and...
Yeah.
I am not homeless.
You thought he was homeless. It's just a bit of a...
Nope.
Okay. Ooh, right, nice catch.
I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do
cussing.
This
thing.
They held for Brady. Is it cake on Netflix?
Oh.
Some of these are unbelievable.
You've seen this already?
No, I haven't seen this show, but I've seen them do these fake cakes that look like a...
They're not cake.
It's a purse. Nope, it's a cake.
Season three is back.
Hosted by Mikey Day.
Wow. This is, what an incredible...
Dumbest show.
Yeah. Waste of human time.
I didn't even know.
As is it a cake or not? This is like the old 70s board
show
game.
Show us some not cakes.
It's the 70s board game.
They're all cakes.
Dream date. Remember? It's like, will it be a dream or a dud? Yep. It either is or it isn't a cake, and the payoff isn't worth anything because you don't get to eat any of it.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
I don't have a trailer for this one, but I just want you to know that your boy Zach Baggins has a season three of his Ghost Adventures screening room that debuts this week on Travel Channel. And one of the episodes, the first one, is at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, because he even is admitting this is a joke.
Right. And then Guy's Ranch Kitchen, another one for you, John, on HBO and Paramount.
Time to cancel HBO.
Yeah,
all right. Well, no audio on that one. Okay.
It's got the X on the thing.
Oh,
go
did
back.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, it did. Okay. Yeah, all right. I thought you were there just you turning it down.
Because we start cooking, and it's just a hodgepodge of craziness. And I set a theme and then let them express their creativity in their own way, in their own style. Yeah. So today, let's go with the theme of douches. Tacos. Okay. Now, everybody loves tacos, right? We could have beef, chicken.
It's the most simplistic food ever. He just makes like a Taco Bell taco and then raves about it.
Are you more mad at him for his empire?
Taking advantage of everybody or the people that actually pay to watch him? I mean, I don't understand.
I give him credit for just, wow, you guys are going to buy this?
For Milk
All
and
right,
Rubes.
I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. Milk and Rubes is a gift. It's an art.
Good band name, too.
Milk and Rubes. That's true. Yeah, Milk and Rubes is solid. We had a couple of good ones today. Right. Snitch and Negroes and Milk and Rubes on the same bill? Forget it. I want that t-shirt.
Friday on Apple TV, season two of Fraggle Rock, Back to the Rock.
Is it all CGI or is it the puppets?
Puppets. Let's let it loose.
Everybody down at Fraggle Rock. Don't be late. It's time for takeoff.
Updated the
scene. Pretty good. We're even friends with the gorge.
Hey, pal.
Too tight. A little too tight.
Fraggle Rock looks pretty much the same.
It does look the same.
Yeah, does that translate now, though? I mean, 30
years
later?
It's been around the whole time.
Oh, it hasn't went anywhere? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
American Rust, Broken Justice is out on Prime Video. Apparently, it takes a look at the legal system, I think. I could be wrong on that.
I don't know what this is.
Put away the bad man, or if the system won't do it. You need to make things right.
It's a movie?
I think so.
No matter the cost.
Whoa! You just picked up a Amazon package and it exploded.
That's so how's it feel to be back?
Pretty damn good.
Jeff Daniels?
Jeff Daniels found at 8:32 a.m. No witnesses, no suspects.
Is it a series or a movie? What am I looking
for?
I think Harris shot both guys and then switched up the guns.
Season two, so it's a series.
It's a series, all right. I think I'd heard of it, I just don't remember it.
Looks a little bit like True Detective in a little bit different way. A Gentleman in Moscow is on Showtime. It's an adaptation of Amor Towles' internationally best-selling novel, A Gentleman in Moscow.
You're talking to the wrong audience when you say adaptation of that guy's novel of Moscow life.
It follows Count Alexander Rostov, played by Emmy Award-winning actor Ewan McGregor.
Against Russia. Therefore, it is the judgment of this committee that you be returned to the Metropole Hotel, where you will remain for the rest of your days.
Been living in a hotel for him?
For the last 4 years, I have been a prisoner in suite 317 of the Metropole Hotel.
It has a window at least. Just about fit on this bed. Ah, G-sharp, I believe.
Times have changed since
our... I don't know what's going on.
After the Russian Revolution, apparently, so everybody knows about that. Here's one for you, John. On FX, Sperm World. That's right.
In
Sperm World. explores the black market for unregulated sperm donors in the latest documentary from visionary filmmaker Lance Oppenheim.
Unregulated?
Ooh. Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
What's that mean?
On Friday. You know exactly what that means.
I know, but how do you find an unregulated donee?
They're about to show you.
Park's closed. Dick out. Yeah. Yeah. Told you.
We're taking the kids to Sperm World.
Donating
Rusty, pack up the car.
And those are the guys I pictured that donate a lot of sperm.
Sperm have a lot of issues.
Can't afford sperm. Insurance doesn't cover.
You have a good one.
We're just online donors.
In a parking lot? Was that, like that was at like Chavez Ravine.
That dude just handed a cup of sperm to another guy in a parking lot.
I just want so desperately to be a mom.
Find a man.
But I have medical professionals who are saying this really isn't recommended. I could die if I make this choice.
Right.
You are a true warrior in my book, and it will be my honor to help create this little miracle with you. Heart emoji.
I'm watching the hell out of this, though.
Take that risk.
They're in the backwoods. If you get sperm in the backwoods, that's called a rape. I don't care how you get it.
Here's my fiance with a specimen cup.
You guys have any kids in
there? With a cute cup.
Did you see the beast that just rolled in with a cup of sperm? Why do you want
his? Hold on, did you catch that? Cardinal fan.
Wow. Oh, it was Arizona Cardinal fan.
That's available.
There it is, right there. Cardinal fan.
You're right.
I have 138 children.
What?
I spent the week with each of them, and I'd only get to see them every few years.
Is that Russell from Las Vegas?
I remember him. Mm-hmm. My sperms was almost $250,000, you see. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's in it.
Giancarlo Esposito.
I don't think anybody in this is charged. Those apartments weren't kicking out $250,000 for sperm.
I can't wait for the music festival.
What's it cost?
I don't know.
How much can I sell my... Well, mine's no good anymore, but...
Right, I was going to say.
Damn it.
I can get it on this deal.
Yeah, but they want somebody with good, like...
No, they don't. You saw the guy in the thing?
Oh, no, I was going to
really
say, like,
good.
The good morals.
I'm your guy. Yeah.
The baby rolled out.
Giancarlo Esposito is back on AMC with Parrish.
He's doing a lot of stuff.
He's doing a lot of stuff lately.
For them.
What's this about?
If I get a blurb here.
Oh. I'm in need of a driver with a particular set of skills.
Oh, I've seen the highlights. Yeah, yeah,
he's drive.
He's a wheel man. He helps dudes out of situations driving out and stuff.
Oh, so it's heated.
Most
so
men, they get out, they dip the toes back in after a couple of months.
He gets involved in the human trafficking.
Is it a show or a movie?
That's
show.
Good.
Okay.
On AMC. And then in theaters on Friday, Godzilla X Kong.
Didn't they fight once already?
The New Empire. Yeah, this is the latest generation, John. They're back.
The rematch.
It's like Rocky 2.
All right.
Could be training sequences.
Wait till you see Kong on the treadmill.
I can't wait for his training regimen. Climbing the pyramids and stuff.
We believed that life could only exist on the surface of our planet.
Godzilla lives underground.
No one's ever believed that. There's plenty of life going on underneath this. Here comes Kong.
Kong lives underground.
In the desert.
What else were we wrong about?
He built himself a robotic glove.
Hold on. Kong moved to under Egypt?
Yeah.
He wouldn't make it in Egypt.
Eh, come on.
All right, I've suspended disbelief too much for the trailer.
All right.
Oh, it gets better.
You're offending me.
It Brady gets better?
Yeah, you're going to watch that.
Yeah, you are.
That'll be great.
All right. This one looks real interesting on Apple TV. Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces. Documentary about Steve Martin.
About his 70s career versus his movie career later.
This guy was getting people so happy. I always thought, this just does not happen. And it did. He's the most idolized comedian ever.
He reinvented stand-up.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
I am a wild and crazy.
Yeah, that was so 70s.
Yeah.
He was huge, though, man.
Huge. Man. King Tut, I had that on 45.
By the way, third great band name of the day, Backwoods Sperm. Yeah. If you're getting your backwoods spray, if you have to drive past a forest of trees, stop in said forest and say, got my sperm? You're in the midst of a crime. Sorry. Never, ever is that like all on the up and up. That guy over there's got my sperm. I'll be right back. If the drinks, if the waitress comes back, get me another soda. Unreal. All right, there you go. Those are your hot releases. Oh, you got more? Or you don't?
No, that's it.
That's it. Hot releases. They're all over. Brought to you by our friends at NewACUnit.com. Save thousands. Save time. Buy online. NewACUnit.com.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.